So, yeah, there is no doubt that Alberta is going to be dealing with some pretty serious issues regarding a lack of moisture this summer. We are way behind where we should be at this time. We've talked about this for years, right? This is nothing new. And then this winter, we've got way below normal snowfall for most of the province. So, as you know, the province has already released some of their planning. They've spoken with municipalities and with license holders and industry about, hey, listen, this is going to be an issue. We're going to have an issue dealing with water and how much we have and how much we need and how we're going to use it coming through this summer and likely for summers to come. So what's that going to mean for oil and gas, particular fracking? Because that uses a ton of water, right? We're going to chat with Drew Anderson now. He's the Prairies reporter for the Narwhal, and he did a recent report on this very issue. Drew, thank you for being here. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we talk about fracking. Just so we got everybody on the same page here. Essentially, we're talking about injecting water, which is sort of the focus of this, into the earth to force oil out, correct?
That's the basics, yeah. I mean, it's stuff that's trapped in rock, and you sort of force that rock open so that you can allow those fossil fuels to flow.
So the water that's, plowed down underground, is it gone? Is that it? Is that water lost forever?
It is gone. It is permanently removed from the water cycle. About 70% of it, based on one study, stays underground. I mean, that is locked down there. And the stuff that comes up, according to the Alberta Energy Regulator, is toxic. So they consider that oil field waste, not water. So this stuff is unusable.
Okay, so that's water that's gone, taken out of the supply. It never comes back. How much are we? Is there any way of knowing, Drew? I mean, can we put a figure onto this is how much water is being used for this?
Yeah, absolutely. The stats that we have, the newest stats, are from 2022 and put out by the Alberta Energy Regulator. And so in that year, we were up to 25.4 billion liters used for fracking. So a significant amount of water that goes into this. And that's up, 252% since 2013. So we're using more of it now.
Wow. I mean, that is an astronomical amount of water. And listen, like I was saying, Drew, and you did some work around this too, just we're really short on water in Alberta right now. How bad is it, depending on where you are?
I mean, it's really bad. I mean, you're right to point out that this is sort of geographical. I mean,
yeah,
you're a big province. But in the south, it is extremely bad. But across the province, we have 51 water flow warnings. We have shortages all over the place, including the Athabasca River, which is a place that the oil sands draws its water from. But in the south, it's particularly dire. The South Saskatchewan River Basin is, at best a dry area. And this year, we're staring down some serious water shortages to the point where the government is asking people,
yep,
to come up with agreements, right, to share water, because there's not going to be enough to go around.
Yeah, they've been talking about that for a while, actually, Drew, as you know, right? I mean,
yeah,
they've had meetings with municipalities and with industry. When we talk about industry, and we're talking about fracking here, because like you say, that's billions of liters of water lost forever. But, in the piece that you posted, you included, sort of a pie chart in terms of how much of this oil is or water is used with oil and gas. Fracking is a fraction of the water that's actually used in the entire oil and gas industry. So the whole industry could be facing pressure here, couldn't they?
Absolutely. I mean, if we want to take everything into account, fracking, it's almost 10%.
Yeah.
So 260 billion liters of water were used for oil and gas in 2022. Vast majority of that is the oil sands. But this is a lot of water at a time when, there is not a lot of water to go around. And we're going to be facing some serious conversations here. Oil and gas doesn't even have priority, right?
Right.
They have temporary licenses for this kind of stuff. So it's really up in the air about, how this plays out if we face serious droughts this year.
Back to fracking. Are we doing the same thing we've always done, or are we using more water? Are we, what we're doing, is it making it worse, or is the situation becoming dire because of the lack of water? Bit of both. Why is it, at a crisis point here?
Well, I mean, certainly the main problem here is we don't have water. It was dry last year. It's been a dry winter. We're just not going to have the runoff. We don't have the reserves. The reservoirs are all dried up. But if we're looking at long-term trends, certainly for water use in the oil and gas industry, and fracking in particular, it's getting worse. You know, in 2013, we used about 7 billion liters for fracking. So that's it's way up now, and it's way up in terms of how much water we use per well, per barrel as well. So, you know, it's not just that we have more wells. Those wells are thirstier.
Yeah.
They use more water to get the product because they are, you know, operating differently.
And as you said, Drew, I mean, the province is well aware of the fact that we've got water pressure. There's no doubt about it. And they've been having meetings with municipalities and there's plans that are already in place. So what are we doing in this particular area? Because we're talking about a massive amount of water used in this industry. What's being done there in terms of regulation, or what conversations have been had?
Well, I think we're operating in a little bit of an information vacuum right now. Certainly the government has, you know, instituted teams. They're having conversations. They say they have a draft of a plan, an emergency plan for this year, but we haven't seen it. So we don't know exactly what's happening, but certainly in terms of the Alberta Energy Regulator, which oversees the oil and gas industry here, I mean, they've already warned companies, you know, at the end of last year to, you know, look ahead, make plans, conserve water now, because there's not going to be enough to go around. And there is a very real possibility that some of these operators are going to be cut off from the water that they need to produce oil and gas.
I mean, ultimately, if there's no water, there's no water. There's really nothing anybody can do about it.
There's no water, there's no water. And you know what? Alberta's system is, you know, if you've got a water license and, you know, you've had it since early 1900s, you're first in line. So, you know, these oil and gas companies with their temporary diversion licenses, they're at the bottom of the pack, basically. And the farmers are going to be like, man, you can't have my water. I need that for the crops.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a mess. Drew, great piece. And thanks so much for joining us for the conversation. I really appreciate it.